The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Tony Granato. Wisconsin is the number 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will face the Ohio State-Michigan State winner on Friday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, if you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, obviously we're excited about the tournament. Happy to be in that 2 slot, having a chance to sit back and watch Thursday's game to get ready for Friday's. But it's going to be a great tournament. I think it's been a great season all year long for all Big Ten teams, and our conference has done an outstanding job. So it looks like we're going to have at least 3 teams in the tournament and possibly 4, which would be great and certainly well-deserved. So looking forward to an exciting weekend at Joe Louis.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open up the call for questions now.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Dan Kelly, Big Ten Network.
Tony, I'm sure you did your homework and you knew the players that you were going to coach this year, but until you see them up close and every day, you don't necessarily know what you have. Has there been one guy that has completely surprised you this year to what your expectations were when you took over this job?
Well, I think the biggest surprise probably was Jack Berry, because we didn't have a whole lot of information on him, because we didn't have any film on him from last year. And he was a guy that, you know, was coming in as a backup, and he ended up having to basically be our starter for a big part of the year when Matty Jurusic got hurt. So I think he would be the one guy that stepped up and played outstanding for us. But, you know, as a whole, I guess, you know, you watch the tape and you watch last year's film and you know, kind of got an idea, but you really don't know what the kids are like. And they've been a joy to coach. They've been workhorses. They've been all in. So it's been a fun team to coach. I think we've had a good year. I think we can finish it off and have a good weekend this weekend and get ourselves in the tournament, which I think we've earned that spot.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Paula Weston, U.S. College Hockey Online.
Hi, Tony. Before the start of the season, you described the team as sort of being fragile in terms of what they've been through recently. How would you describe them now?
Yeah, when I say fragile, I think it was a learning curve on really trying to find our identity, trying to work through some things to battle, you know, in some pressure situations. So I think we've made great strides. I think last week against Ohio State, we were a little bit on our heels, you know, maybe for the first time in a couple months, where we had that opportunity to have a good weekend and probably solidify a position in the tournament. And we stood around and watched for a little bit before we got going. And it probably cost us, at least a game in that series. So I think that we're still in the learning process, but I think we've come a long, long way. You know, obviously to finish in the number 2 slot in this conference is a great accomplishment, and we're real proud of that. But I think we got some good hockey left in us. I think we can go to the Big Ten tournament and have a good weekend and earn an opportunity to have a chance to play in the 16-team tournament. So we're happy with where we're at. I agree, and the fragile might have not have been the right word at the time, but I just think it was the learning process of trying to get through it. And learn how to win games, learn how to compete against different teams and different situations. And I think one of the positives has been, I think, our leadership of our guys, you know, not only our captains and Luke and Cameron and Grant, but I think a lot of other kids have stepped up and really helped us in that situation. And we've been able to battle. And, you know, this conference is great. You look at the teams that have been in the top 10 pretty much all year in Ohio State, Penn State, and Minnesota. It's been a competitive group for us. I think Michigan and Michigan State are 2 teams that play extremely hard, and we've had battles with those guys as well. So it's been a learning curve and learning process for our team, and I think we've handled it very well.
Thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
Your next question is from Jasmina Shaw, College Hockey News.
You kind of already answered part of my question. So just touching on Luke and the leadership, How would you describe Luke as a captain, and how instrumental has his leadership been, not only in getting the team, kind of getting the team to adapt to a new system and getting them to where they are now, but also kind of helping with the idea that you guys are really close to making the NCAA tournament, but also still on the bubble and just the nerves that go into that?
Well, I think he's a warrior. I think what you saw with Team USA and what those challenges were with the overtime games and with the way that whole tournament went, he was the captain of that team. He was their energy guy. He was the guy that was blocking shots on the PK and finishing checks and doing whatever he could to lead the way that way. He's done the same thing for our team. So he's 19 now. I think when we named him captain, he was still 18. And that's a big responsibility for a young kid, but it's certainly something he's handled and handled extremely well. I think he's a great spokesman for our team. I just think the way he walks around campus and around our room is what we were looking for in a leader. And, I think this weekend is certainly, we're going to walk into the Joe Louis Arena and know we have to win on Friday and know we have to win on Saturday to get a bid. And if you want a guy to wear a C on your jersey, that's going to lead the way. You want Luke Cunning. And I can't say enough good things about him. I've really enjoyed the year with him. I knew him a little bit prior too, because Donnie coached him with the U.S. team. So I've had previous experiences with him, but just from watching and listening to what Donnie said about him. But he's done everything and above on what I thought he'd be as a captain.
And it's questions from Dan Kelly, Big Ten Network.
Tony, how has Trent Frederick grown this year?
Very consistent. Trent is, he just does so much. For a young guy to step in and take on the responsibility and role that we've given him I think I said it all year about the penalty kill and the power play, playing against the other team's top line, defensive zone faceoff. He's just a very poised, confident young man that keeps developing offensively, each and every week. I think, the last couple of weeks he hasn't scored much, but he's still getting his opportunities and creating a lot of offense for us. So, I just think for a young kid to come in and do what he did was extremely impressive. And his upside, I just think he's going to keep getting better and better. And he'll certainly be a big factor in this weekend for us as he has been all year.
Your next question is from Frank Mazzocco. Alpha Radio Network.
Tony, congratulations on Coach of the Year. I'd like you to react to that, please, but also with the notion that you're going to go back to being a rookie coach in this tournament, and what challenges for you personally going into this tournament as a coach for the first time.
Thanks, Frank. I don't think it's anything different than any other big game. Obviously, we're in a little different position than a few of the other teams in the tournament, but we've prepared all year. We've given ourselves an opportunity, like I said, to go in as the number two seed, which is a great accomplishment. It's a nice position to be in, of getting there and being able to play on the second day of the tournament. So we're excited about it from the standpoint that I think everything we've done all year has hopefully prepared us to be to play our best this weekend. And we've been in Madison Square Garden and handled that situation well, played really well there. We've been in a few different other situations where we've had to stand up, including in your building there in Minnesota on a big weekend, and played really well. So I've liked the way we stepped up to big challenges. This one certainly is the biggest one. But we will be there and ready to play and looking forward to the opportunity to show the rest of college hockey how far we've come.
Your next question is from Matt Murillo, NHL.com.
Hey, Tony. Congrats on Coach of the Year. I know I'm getting a bit off agenda here, but I'm hoping you could enlighten me on the topic. There's been a lot of excitement in the NHL this year with the number of American-born players having an impact, a lot of great rookies. I know you helped your brother Don a few years ago in arranging a visit for Austin Matthews with Babs when you were with the Red Wings staff. How beneficial, Tony, do you feel it has been for Austin to have Babcock as his coach his rookie season?
Well, I think it's outstanding. I think the other thing, you know, Babs knew him from watching him. We'd go down and watch Donnie's team play, and, that got him excited, and I'm sure he was when he had the opportunity and know they won the lottery that he would have the opportunity to coach Austin. He knew a lot about him going into it. So I think it's great. I think Babs does a great job on teaching young players on the importance of a lot of things that won't get lost in the shuffle of the scoring and offensively and all the other things. He'll teach them the fundamentals of the game that will help them certainly as he gets older and more mature as a player and more experienced. But Austin's a special one. That kid there was, I'll give you a quick story. When he first got to that camp with Donnie's team, he called me up and said, you know, Tony, I know you've been with Sid for a long time and watched Sid, but he says, I got another kid that's on the ice here that potentially could be an impact player like Sid is in the National Hockey League. And that was when Austin was 15 years old. So he got my attention really fast when he threw him in the same sentence as Sid. So obviously I watch him a lot and enjoyed the conversations with Donnie on what kind of a competitor he was, on all of the things he put into the game to make himself the player he is today is pretty special. So I know Babs is helping him, and I look forward to watching him for a long, long time. And I know Donnie's really proud of to have had the opportunity to work with him for a couple years, and we watch a lot of his highlights in the morning. We turn the TV on to watch the Austin Matthews highlights.
That's great. Thanks a lot, Tony.
You're welcome.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Fred Plesch, Big Ten Network.
Tony, just wondering about adjustments for you personally from pro to college, in terms of philosophy, dealing with players, or maybe the amount of time you get to spend with them, or have there been situations in games where it's like, oh yeah, this is college now, not pro, maybe with a subtle rule difference or something? How's that gone?
Yeah, I think it's been pretty smooth. I think the one thing I really, really enjoy is the fact that there's a lot more preparation in between games, as far as the 4 days of practice, and then you play your weekend games. You're able to plan a little bit more long-term. You're able to look at the big picture as opposed to the next game, and you got to get the next win, or you're out of the playoff picture, this and that, and, you know, the everyday, you know, struggles of an NHL season. So the planning part of it, I think, is really important. And we're in the development business from the standpoint that, you know, our strength and conditioning coach is implementing training off the ice that we're able to do regularly to help our players, you know, from that standpoint, a lot differently than you would in the NHL. Because in the NHL, you're basically, you know, you're maintaining during the year. Here we have a chance with the way the schedule's set up to get them in the gym, you know, 2 days a week. And hopefully that's mature. They're helping them mature faster as players as well. So when they get out of here, they'll have a chance to be physically more ready for the pro game. So things like that, I think, have been fun. I think the schedule's been competitive. I like the back-to-back games, playing the same team in back-to-back games and staying in the same town or college town. I think that's been fun. So I've enjoyed it. I don't know that there's been a whole lot of curveballs from it. I think it's been, you know, the game of hockey is the game of hockey. And we got elite players that are all trying to get to that next level to play in the NHL. Hopefully my experiences there can help them develop and get that opportunity when they do leave here.
Thanks.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you later this week in Detroit.
Sounds good. Thanks, everybody.